You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John O'Connell with you on this edition, looking ahead to Friday's racing. Going to focus on two contests, one at Kempton and one at Wolverhampton, both on the level on the all-weather. The jumping action, not the best tomorrow, it's fair to say. We've got Lingfield and Wetherby to look forward to domestically. And there is a card tomorrow as well at Dundalk as well, later on in the evening. So loads to look forward to. Mr. O'Connell, how are you?
Not too bad, young, thanks. Alex, doing all right for myself.
How's your festive period been?
Pretty good. Nice mixture of days off and a little bit of work, so keeping in touch with everything. Yeah, I've been enjoying the racing, and good to get back now in here for the last couple of days.
Have you been racing over Christmas?
No, haven't been actually. No, I may just go tomorrow to Kempton or Lingfield.
Okay.
Probably Kempton of the two, but haven't been so far.
And have you been entertaining yourself with football instead? Although entertaining is a loose word.
Yeah, entertaining is. I've been watching some football. as a Fulham fan, it's getting pretty hard work, but. At least we've had about 5 months now to get used to it since August.
Exactly, yeah. It's quite nice when there's a weekend where you go, oh, I can't be disappointed this week. Who have you got in the cup on Saturday?
We've got Oldham.
Okay, so it could be that it's a happy Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. I was going to say we could nick a point there, but we don't even get points for this. I'm already at the stage where I'm looking at teams who might be going up from the third tier, so who could we be playing here next season?
Oh dear. Well, let's hope.
I'm a realist.
Let's hope that we can put a smile on John's face with a couple of winners. We'll start at Kempton. I mean, the jumping action tomorrow is, it's okay. It's Lingfield and Wetherby, but I think both courses have held stronger meetings this year.
That's right, but I suppose it's going to be the case, but it's midweek stuff after a busy festival of racing, plenty of good stuff, Boxing Day, and again on the 27th and New Year's Day. So at least the fields have held up pretty well. We've been lucky with the weather so far. It's not a bog anywhere. The frost hasn't intervened yet, so the fields are strong enough. But for a couple of bets, I was going to say for the quality, quality would be in inverted commas looking at my Wolverhampton selection, but for a little bit of interest, we've gone to the all-weather stuff on the flat.
Well, the 420 at Kempton's a really good race. Conditions over 6 furlongs, and they all arrive here in pretty good nick. Either right now they're in the best form that they've been in, well, all season of their lives, you could say. Others have played their hand earlier in the season. I mean, Don Armado is one that immediately stands out as a horse who I really enjoyed watching earlier in the season, when being tough and steady and winning really competitive nurseries at good meetings. But it's one of those races you could probably give a squeak to everything.
Yeah, Tom Morley is connected with Don Armado, and that one was sent over to Doha a few weeks ago and came fifth on that occasion. Creditable effort over 7 furlongs, back to 6 furlongs tomorrow. That'll be one of the interesting runners, as will the likes of James Street and Sun Sprite. I'm going for not a very obvious one here, I think, in the form of No Nonsense, number 5, trained by David Ellsworth, ridden by Liam Canary. He's got the outside stall to contend with, drawn 8 of 8, but he won a maiden here a month ago, and he was well backed on that occasion, just fulfilling the promise he had shown first time out just before then. The third horse, Benny and the Jets, won a little race yesterday. So the form, whilst being nothing special, it can be worked on. And I like the fact that David Ellsworth is going for this race. He doesn't throw away these sort of entries in a £25,000 conditions race like that. He could have taken other options with the horse, but he's gone for this one. I think it's a bit of a player at a price.
Okay.
It's the sort of one who... I would imagine it's going to be among the outsiders of the field when the betting goes up. But I think he could just be better than those odds imply.
Okay. What about main dangers in the race then? I mean, obviously there's a whole host of them. You're perfectly entitled to say yes, everything. But there are some that clearly arrive here in sparkling form, Deep Intrigue being one of them, who, I mean, for Mark Johnston, he has these runners where you're not really sure what they've achieved so far.
Yes. Yeah.
The first two runs were perfectly good in defeat, then went on to win at Beverly and Chelmsford. We probably know less from those wins than we do from the two defeats earlier on in the season.
Yeah, the fact that Deep Intrigue must have had a problem last season because he had three runs up until the middle of May, culminating in a win at Beverly, and then wasn't seen again until a race at Chelmsford a month ago. So given how we know the Mark Johnston stable operates, they're not shy, and rightly so, of getting plenty of experience into their horses. So for that seven-month gap between May and Chelmsford, May at Beverly and Chelmsford in December, there must have been a problem there. But he came back winning the three-runner race there at Chelmsford last month, so he should be straight now. He's going to take an awful lot of beating. Another big player is going to be James Street from Hugo Palmer's yard, who was another one with recent form here at the track as well, winning a race here a month ago. So it's a strong race, plenty of contenders. But I'm intrigued that David Ellsworth is going with this race with no nonsense, and I think it's a bit of a player at a respectable price.
Okay, and let's hope that the eight runners stand up as well, because it could be a nice each way bet in that 4.20. The 6.15 at Wolverhampton's the other race that we're going to talk about, and while the Kempton race, plenty of those arrived in good nick, the same can't really be said for the 6.15 at Wolves. One of them does, and that's Peachy Carnahan, who's been kept busy recently. Hopefully that one does turn up again, but I have a feeling you're going to go against that one, John.
No, I'm afraid that's the one.
Are you sticking with it?
I'm sticking with Peachy.
Okay.
Yeah, it brings a lot of recent form to the table. Ran well here yesterday, over six furlongs, just missed the break. It can do that, and hopefully he'll be a little bit sharper away on this occasion. Stepping up to seven furlongs, its recent winning form has been at six, but it has got plenty of form at seven. And yesterday, I think, if things would have fallen right for it, it may well have won, because slightly missed the break, wasn't in a good position for a long part of the race, and had to make a challenge very wide into the straight, was mowing them down in the closing stages, but never going to get there. And probably did quite well enough in the end to get a fairly close third. Now, he runs in the same grade tomorrow, 0-60, lowish grade. Hopefully it might be a little bit of pace on with Viola Park in the race, one of them. The fly in the ointment is definitely Ursus Bell, the Irish challenger. Mm. Stevie Donohue, writer's one. Just the three runs in his career so far, and very hard to assess. The market will tell us plenty about the chances of Ursus Bell. But I'm happy with Peachy Carnahan in his current form, that hopefully he can gain compensation for a little bit of an unlucky defeat yesterday.
Yeah, not a particularly strong race at all, and provided Peachy Carnahan does turn up just 2 days later, and Jimmy Sullivan booked to take over again, or James Sullivan, if you will.
That's right.
And he won the two before,
he did. He was unavailable yesterday. Robert Havlin took over, so James Sullivan back in the plate. I think there's plenty to like about this horse. He's due to race off a mark of 63 as from the weekend, so they're taking his final opportunity to run in a 0-60 contest. So it's his last chance to run in this lowish grade, and hopefully he can take advantage of that.
And still perfectly feasibly handicapped if you go back to the back end of 2017, was running off marks in the 70s.
Yeah, he's in top form at the moment, so no excuse from a form point of view. As I say, you're always a little bit worried about the Irish challenger, Ursus Bell. Kevin Frost's runner, Shamlan, is another one to pay attention to in the market. But Peachy Carnahan, we know it's in solid form at the moment, and hopefully over seven furlongs, he gets the chance to show it tomorrow.
Okay, so no nonsense in the 4.20. Peachy Carnahan in the 6.15. John O'Connell's two for Friday. Good luck with them, John.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
And listeners, good luck with your bets as well on Friday. Hope you enjoy all the racing action. Don't forget, you can tune into William Hill Racing Radio for all of the action live. Make sure you do so if you so wish. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and we'll catch up again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.